In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Back here on Fesco and Dusty, Max cured from his food poisoning. That's always good.
Man, that was rough. Appreciate you guys filling in and taking taking care of it. I felt really bad having to leave. That sucked.
All good. As long as you're good to go now, so now you can go get a double cheeseburger and fries and double down. Lost the script, but I can tell you that Mac had, 21-17, Bob had 21-18, and I had 20...
I found it.
Oh, you got it? Look at this.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, it's saved to a weird spot. It's not going to have our normal flashback music and conspiracy stuff because I was gone, but yeah. it has the content, so let's get...
I'd rather hear from the listeners than recap the script. I mean, good Lord.
Yeah, please call in.
Yeah,
phone lines are wide open.
Yeah.
Let's go. All right, I'll play it.
Go ahead.
We start with me, but it's Dusty as me.
Mac Likens?
Yes.
All right, guys. Here's what I like. Okay? I don't expect any of these things we talked about needing changed to actually look any different on Sunday. But that doesn't necessarily mean a loss. This team can still win against anyone. The way they play, if they execute better. Mahomes will be elite tier like he's been all year, and this time, his quick feet will be indeed, and his scrambling used often. We see a similar game plan that we did not do against the Colts, or we did do against the Colts, with at least one more running. Texans still get three sacks. Defense gets the ball back to Mahomes with under 4 minutes to go. I'll say they finish the job this time and win 20-17, but I don't feel confident.
So here it is. The season's on the line. This is it, folks. There is no more tomorrows. There is no more next game. There is no more next week. This is it. Everything is on the line on Sunday. And that's when you see the true character. We've talked about that. When the chips are down, when teams are losing, who's the character guy that's going to show up and who's the guy that's going to be that leader? We'll find out on Sunday. Are they going to come out pissed? Are they going to come out with the attitude that they had at the end of the Dallas game, like they were accepting defeat? They've got to come back and play that backyard style of football. And I think this is the week the offense takes it into its own hands and they do play that backyard football. They'll mix it up, runs and passes, under center more than ever. Pacheco and Hunt will combine for 102 touchdowns. Travis gets into the end zone. The defense gives up a bunch of field goals. Chiefs hang on and win late 21-18.
All right, we keep the vibes alive here for now. What Mahomes shows up this game, I say what Mahomes, right?
Yeah.
Does he think he has to do it all? Does he think he's that 25-year-old kid that can run around and be Superman, or does he know that he is the 30-year-old vet that's got the league on watch since he's walked into this league? What did we say earlier in the season? Why are we seeing Mahomes run too much? He only did this when he had to, when it was playoff mode, but I want him to play the hits. Throw it to four. Throw it to 87. Right now, I don't trust this defense. They can't get off the field on third down. We heard the Mitch cut with Nick Bolton. We can play a little bit later. Get them off the field. They have not done that. They didn't do it against the Indianapolis Colts. They didn't do it against the Dallas Cowboys. Now you have the Houston Texans. Can you get them off the field? I worry about this defense. I worry about what they can do with this defensive line. Prove me that I'm wrong, but I will say that the Texans have already gotten their tonsils removed, and I think Houston wins this game 21-18.
All right. Well, Mahomes ran. You said stars at the star, and they have to, you know, answer. Rasheed Rice, Travis Kelce, quiet at the end of the game.
Very quiet
when the chips were down.
Yeah, you got to be there. You got to catch the ball. You got to catch the passes. Noah Gray as well, two major drops in that game. Kelce, a couple of drops as well. Rasheed Rice, multiple drops, you know, in this game. Harrison Butker now, yeah, back to Harry, missing field goals in this game. Andy Reid calling, I think, his worst decision on the field as the head football coach of this organization, going for it on that, you know, fourth and one at his own 30-yard line when the defense has been playing lights out. You know, you didn't get another turnover. You know, look a little slow on defense at times, even though the third quarter was magnificent. They're still very slow, you know, on the defensive side of things. Everything looks a day late and a dollar short. And so, I mean, a lot of hard questions are going to have to be answered this offseason. A lot of roster change, a lot of all sorts of, you know, hard decisions are going to be made. And I'm sure there's going to be decisions that are made that are going to have fans very upset. But those are the decisions that really need to be made this offseason.
We go to the phone lines, 913-586-7965. We want to hear from you. You've heard from us for 2 hours and 10 minutes. Jeffrey, go ahead. You're on the phone.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. I will say there was no tonsil tickling last night. That's for sure. I think yesterday's game on offense in particular just highlights this offense all year. I mean, we saw it in the first half of the Giants game earlier this season. We've seen it throughout the entire year of just inconsistencies and inability to trust really anyone on the team, even Mahomes at times. God forbid we even question that, but he has made mistakes as well. And I don't know. It feels like just like reset it all. Like just start from scratch on what works, what doesn't work. Relook at every possibility you can on this offense and the defense. We need a defensive line. And I love Trent McDuffie so much. Can we get two first rounders out for him? I hate saying that, but I don't know how you can justify keeping him when we need the picks.
Well, I don't disagree with you, but based on the way that like Noel Williams played last night too, I mean, Trent McDuffie became very expendable in that game. He's become very expendable over the last two games.
You ready for this one?
Sure.
Billy Coons.
Ah, Billy.
Go ahead, Billy.
How you guys doing today? I'm a little concerned about my hero. He seems very upset, and I hate it when legend Bob's upset because then I'm depressed.
Well, don't be. It's all right, Billy. It's the holidays, right?
I know, but, you know, Andy Reid with one of the most stupidest third and one calls. If you're on your 31, kick the football. The defense is dominating, and then Rice looked bad, and Kelce couldn't catch a cold, and it was irritating. I was so frustrated last night.
Well, don't let it get you down, Billy, okay? There's a lot of other good things. Your Jayhawks are playing good basketball.
Yeah, we appreciate hearing from you, Billy. We go to Frank's?
This is Frank's.
Frank's red hot take. Go ahead, Frank's.
Only thing I got to say is you're going to have to blow this thing up and restart over.
Why did you hang up on
me? I didn't mean to, Frank's. Sorry, I hit the wrong button. No, I love that take. Call back, Frank. I'm so sorry. We'll get you on the other side of the break. I did not mean to hang up on you. I only did that to Ned Yost.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry.
Was like, Frank was going to blow this whole thing up, and Dusty's like, click.
I didn't mean to do it. I'm dead serious.
Are people going to be okay with those type of changes, though, this offseason, or are we going to hear people complain about it? Because this is what needs to be done, guys. Yep. This is what needs to be done. A Trent McDuffie trade, a Chris Jones trade, whoever else, man. Everybody on the roster this offseason, other than the quarterback and probably, Josh Simmons, is available. And you have to explore every opportunity that is out there. You have to listen to every phone call. You have to engage in every conversation on ways to make this franchise better. Trent McDuffie may now be more valuable to your team as a trade piece than as somebody that you re-sign for this organization, right? Nick Bolton may be a good trade piece. Chris Jones may be a good trade piece. I think with where this organization is right now, you can't scoff at anything this offseason to make this organization better.
Coming up on the other side, our Chiefs parlay. We did okay, and it is brought to you by Circus Sports. Sports betting the way it should be is now live in Missouri with Circus Sports. Franks, I'm so sorry, man, but I appreciate that take. We'll get back to everything else on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Trey Smith, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
I promise I won't hang up on you. That's my fault, Franks. We go to Ralph. Ralph, time's yours.
How you doing? My first order of business, and it's been this way all year long, we've got the most dangerous quarterback on the planet when he's on the run and he's outside of the pocket. And I sit and watch these other games, and I watch all these other coaches rolling their quarterbacks out. You know, Bo Nix, you never know where Bo Nix is going to be. He's most usually rolling to the right, and he's got a clear lane to throw the ball. You cannot complete a pass that gets knocked down by a lineman or gets tipped by a lineman because they're standing in the middle of your face and they're about 6'8" tall, you know. So get outside that pocket. Give yourself an opportunity to run if you can because you're very good at it, and you're very good at throwing on the run. And I don't understand why Andy Reid can't see that. Yesterday, we started to move the ball, and it was because Mahomes was outside the pocket. And about three plays like that, and he went right back to that all-famous professional football pocket passing. And I do not understand it for the life of me.
Well, I appreciate the phone call, Ralph. We go to Steele. Go ahead, Steele.
Good morning, fellas. Man, I love Travis Kelce. It's time for you to retire, buddy. Our defensive line, Karlofskis, we paid him too much money. You got to go. We need an edge rusher. Thankfully, we're not getting into playoffs, guys. We don't need it. We need draft picks. We need some offensive line help. We need defensive line help. We need speed off the line. Chris Jones still has it. We just need people to get by when he's double-teamed. I mean, we could go all day long. I don't like seeing people fired, but Nagy, goodbye. Andy Reid, change with the times. You know,
what has Nagy done?
Football.
What has Nagy done?
What has Nagy done for us?
Well, whatever Andy Reid lets him do.
That's true. But it's like, but Andy Reid is Hall of Fame. He's top notch.
But not everybody this year Andy Reid has not been a Hall of Fame coach.
No, he hasn't. But we can't take that from him. He's still Hall of Fame. He's just not changing with the times. You know what I mean? Like that guy just said, get at Mahomes outside the pocket.
Yeah.
Bo Nix is terrible.
He's a terrible quarterback, and he rolls him out, and he looks like a gunslinger. You know what I mean? And Mahomes is like, it's just unbelievable what we're watching, and they're not even listening to us. Like, I mean, finally, we ran the ball a little bit, a little too late, you know, but it's like, man, thankfully, we're not getting in the playoffs, guys, because we don't need to. I never want to see our team lose, but I did not want to see a win and have to carry on the dread for more. My wife said, what, to carry on the pain for longer? Because that's what it is. We're good. We're a good team, but we got to tear it down. Chris Jones is still a monster. Give him some speed on the edge so the man can have fun and get, you know, because we ain't got the rest of our defensive line. Come on. Our cornerback, I heard one of you guys say like last week, we have a backfield that's top notch, but without a line, you can't cover receivers like, you know, CD for four to 6 seconds.
No doubt.
You can't.
No doubt.
It's impossible, man. It's just hard to watch, fellas. It is, man.
Well, it's been that way for the last.
You guys.
No, yeah. Thanks for the call, Sid. We appreciate it.
And look, I agree with some of the stuff you say. Not all, the offensive line thing, they've invested so much money in that offensive line. I just don't think the offensive line is a problem. I think the quarterback trusting his offensive line is a problem. I think the guys dropping the football is a problem. I thought Andy Reid this year has had some problem moments that he needs to work through and whatnot. But they're not, they got an offseason to clean things up. They can start January 1st, you know, and start cleaning some things up and, you know, getting ready for the new offseason. But, you know, yeah, changes are going to have to be made, guys, across the board from a player standpoint. I just don't know what you do about the offense. I'm confused about the offensive line. Maybe Esipol takes over for, you know, Pelé takes over for Juwan Taylor and he moves on. And that's that's the move we make on the offensive line. And you get Simmons back and you get, you know, Kingsley playing guard again because he's been good. And Trey comes back and Creed. And then, you know, Esipol can be your right tackle. And maybe you found a guy now at that spot.
All right, Davis, you're on before John Klinger. So go ahead, Davis.
Yeah, morning, fellas. My thing is some of the changes that need to be made are some of the position coaches. Now, I'll give credit to the defensive back coach. You know, defensive back's great. The other side of that ball, though, is the wide receivers coach. Our drops, we've had a lot of drops this year, and it goes back to coaching. And you hear the coaches and the players talk about we're just one play away. Playmakers have to make plays when they're not. So that's just kind of my two cents on it. I did think the offensive line stepped up pretty well, actually. You know, you guys mentioned Esipola off the street coming in doing pretty well. One penalty?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, stuff like that. So that's just kind of my two cents. I appreciate it, guys. I'll take it off.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, loved it. Loved the guy yesterday. Esipola was fantastic.
Esipola,
Mac Morey, Esipola, Josh Klingler,
He's traded sleep for tennis elbow and Bob for high school kids.
That's John Klinger.
But he's still the best in the business down there on the sidelines.
Let's go to the sideline. There's Josh Klingler.
It's Watson. Yeah, twice tonight. Justin Watson gets the big play. Jalen Watson gets the big play.
Here's Chiefs Radio Network sideline reporter Josh Klingler with Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
Watson, yes!
That's right. It is midway through the 8 o'clock hour to Monday, which means Josh Klingler is with us. He's sideline reporter for the Chiefs Radio Network. Kling, fourth down call. That's the game, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I didn't hate it right in the moment, but I think you also could have made the case for sure the way the defense was playing to push them back and punt it in that situation. But I get it. They usually are, you know, trying to be aggressive, and that offense wants to be aggressive, and they have confidence that they can get it done. But you have Kareem Hunt, and he's been automatic on short yardage plays, and I don't care if you've called it a few other times, and why you're throwing the football there was the one that was baffling to me. You know, again, hindsight being 20/20, maybe you punt it because your defense is just dialing it up at that point in time, but I think they had confidence as well that the defense could put out a fire. But I had to run the football there 100% of the time. I'm always the run the football guy, but you have Kareem Hunt, and the stats would back you up that says he's been really, really good in short yardage. And so why you got the ball in the air, I don't know. The second one, obviously you had to go for. Mm-hmm. And then that one's baffling because Rashee Rice looks like he's trying to run after the catch, and you just got to make the catch. It's a first down, and get the chains moving. You don't have to get anything more than a first down in that situation. So not securing the football on that one is also pretty maddening.
Well, and really the fourth down too, Josh, piggybacking on hunting it last week when they should have gone for it. It was almost like, you know, Andy was trying to, as we used to talk about, chase points. You know, you go for two and then you miss and now you're chasing points. It felt like last week he was supposed to go for it and punted, and everybody's for 10 days told him what a terrible decision that was. And then the first time he had a chance to make a decision, he goes, fine, we're going for it in this situation, not having a feel of the game. And that's really concerning to me. Andy did not have a feel for the game at that moment in time.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I never thought of, you know, the back-to-back of, you know, last week. And
yeah.
That does, I think human nature would tell you that probably does factor in. Like, if you're second guessing, you know, last week, you're going to make sure, hey, if we get in a situation like that again, let's think about being aggressive. But, you know, I felt at that moment they were trying to get some juice for the offense, which I don't disagree with. I just didn't like the play call, and I didn't like not, you know, as soon as you put 29 in motion, right? Everybody knows you're going to pass. Mm-hmm. And so at least if you left him in the backfield alongside Patrick Mahomes, you give the illusion you're going to run it, right? Even if you didn't, would be better than putting him out in the pattern and pretty much telling everybody you're not going to run the football in that situation. So I feel like they gave it away as much as, you know, not running the football. They also gave away with not having him in the backfield in that moment. So, and at times I know Danny Hughes has talked about this quite a bit, and he'll probably talk about this with you guys again tomorrow, you know, the predictability of the offense this year. I mean, I think he's felt like they've given away too much in their looks, that shows what they're going to do. And teams have really scouted them well and caught on. And so when they're showing different things, you've seen defenses creep up, and, when they've taken guys, you know, especially out of the backfield, they've backed off realizing it's going to be 100% pass. And so the predictability of the offense has been something I think in the offseason they're probably going to have to clean up.
Kling, you're on that sideline. What was the demeanor like once Kelce drops that pass and it's picked off at the end of the game?
I mean, the locker room was really quiet afterwards, and there's a lot of guys kind of sitting and staring. And, you know, I think the reality I thought set in last week, on the Thursday game, where they realized, holy crap, we put ourselves in this position. And then I think it was kind of stunned disbelief in this one. You know, the sideline was great throughout because the defense was just so hot in the second half that, you know, you felt like that they were really picking up off Chris Jones's energy and play. And then the balloon just switched, and you felt it. I know they're saying the right things. They have to. There's still a chance. They're not eliminated. But, boy, it just gets harder and harder by the week. And to look at the scenarios now is not a fun exercise. I know you guys have probably done it, too, where it's just like, you know, it's just almost too much that needs to happen. You need your direct opponent to lose them all, basically, and you need to win them all. And that's not a spot this team, this franchise has been in the last several years. So this is weird.
No, it's over. I mean, I'll declare it over. And if they find a way to get in like they did in 06 or something like that, then here we can sit. But I just don't think we can sit here right now and say, oh, well, we're still playing for the postseason. I know they have to act that way. But for me, Josh, it's just like, I mean, we've had drops by the wide receiver. We've had bad decisions by the head coach. The quarterback has made his decisions. The all-world tight end has either been hot as bacon grease or as cold as the, you know, last week's snow. The defense, you know, looks a day late and a dollar short right now. Like, when you're hitting the reset button this offseason, there's a lot to be discussed about the future of this organization.
And then for whatever reason, maybe they used them all up in the last, you know, 5 years. They don't get one bounce.
No,
they don't get one play that is made that can turn the tide in a game. Whatever ball, you know, does go off somebody's fingertips, lands in somebody's lap, where the Chiefs seemingly can't buy one of those. This seems like the luck and the breaks also disappeared for some reason. And I don't know if that again, what goes around comes around. As many breaks as they got last year, they're not getting this year, but it's been amazing to see them not be able to get something that seems to be like an absolute turner in a game. I mean, that game yesterday, I mean, I'm not overly impressed with the Texans, and I haven't been overly impressed with most of the teams that have beaten the Chiefs. The Chiefs didn't win. I don't think that defense is good. Okay. But the Chiefs moved the football and they turned it over. You don't do those things. You don't turn the football over and you're in the game.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just those little things that whatever intangibles that they've had over the last few years apparently have been zapped up because they cannot get a break. And I go, I know no one outside of Kansas City is feeling sorry for them, but it is amazing to see that, like, not a bounce of the football seemingly goes their way at all this year, that every mistake has been magnified and has been paid back.
Yet it seems conversations we've had with people on the air, the text line, all that, tear it down, rebuild it. I think that starts with three big players on this team that are leaders and captains in McDuffie, Chris Jones, and Travis Kelce. What would you say as to all three of those guys are back next year?
What would I say if all three are back?
Yeah.
They've worked magic with the cap, probably. I mean, that feels like the first thing, although I don't know what magic with the cap is. This team was still really talented. I don't think they're that far away. I mean, injuries along the offensive line really crushing here late, but you may have discovered one last night. I know that they liked Pole in the preseason, and I was a little surprised that they didn't keep him on the roster, because it seemed like it was a guy they were kind of telling everybody about, like, ooh, check out this kid over here. He's really raw, but he's kind of got some things. And they were really lucky to get him back to be there. But he was kind of thought of, maybe you found a gem at a tackle spot that you could use in the future. So he gets to play last night, and I thought did a heck of a job. Obviously, Simmons coming back from injury, you've got options at tackle next year, which is good. The interior offensive line you still have around. There's going to be a question, obviously, about McDuffie. And if you're looking to maybe clear some space and maybe acquire some draft picks, I think Duffy's probably your biggest way to do that. Mm-hmm. I guess you could make a case for Chris Jones as well. And then, again, I think you guys asked me about Kelce last week, and I just think the door's open. Like, he's just – do what you're going to do. And we're going to figure it out. I don't think that you're going to, have any say or want to have any say in pushing him out the door. If he's going to come back, he was still your leading receiver. I know he's had a big drop last night that everybody's lamenting, but he's still your number one target for a good portion of the season. Looks like a guy that can still play. So I don't think they're going to turn away him by any means, but everything's probably on the table, and you're going to have to hit in a limited number of draft picks next year, and then get guys back from injury that hopefully can play a part in getting back.
Well, and that's the thing too, Josh, is that they have limited draft picks and whatnot. And you know how I feel about free agency, but this may be a year where you have to delve into the free agent market and find somebody that's fresh, find somebody that's a little bit younger than what you have at certain positions. Trades are going to be huge. Look, I think Trent McDuffie right now, his greatest value to this organization is what he can get in return for being traded. We saw yesterday, he went out and Noah Williams played just fine, right? It's always next man up, it seems like, in that defensive backfield. And the last eight quarters for Trent McDuffie has shown, whoa, thank goodness we haven't signed him to a long-term deal already. As good as he is, I think he can be more valuable to rebuilding this organization by getting, draft picks back in return, just like you did for Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's really good. I think the last game against the Cowboys was probably his worst. Great locker room guy, great leader. But you have developed that position, and it's also, do you want to pay $20 million for a quarter? You might not.
Yeah.
So yeah, those, I think that could be something that they would consider. And what's the return going to be? I mean, I look at the Sauce Gardner trade, right?
Yep.
Not bad. You're thinking, okay, those are things that can pay off for you if you decide to do it in the off season, especially. Maybe you command a little bit more even in a trade for something like that. So I think everything will be on the table. We know Brett Veach likes to get after some things. I think this year was probably their most, maybe their most stand pat year in terms of re-signing your own, bringing back familiar faces. You know, maybe they look to shake it up a little bit more next year.
Yeah. When you say shake it up, how many coaches return or how many coaches leave this roster next year?
Hard to tell. Andy right. Reid's a loyal guy. I think that the loyalty is not just to the players, but it's very much to the coaching staff. And I don't know how that would fix anything magically. I think offensively the buck stops with him. And mm-hmm. so anything that happens, I do think is Andy Reid. And so does he have to be the one that says I'm going to do this or that? I think probably so. I think he's got voices. He's got people helping, but the buck stops with him offensively. And so I think he does take responsibility for that. And I think rightfully so. So we'll see.
Does Andy Reid need to have a conversation with Clark this offseason? And Clark needs to say, hey, we need to change some things up a little bit.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if we're not, for overreacting, we shouldn't be. I get it. They're not in a position we all thought they would be in on a very talented team, and you shouldn't miss the playoffs with Patrick Mahomes. So if that's your bar, then I think everything should be on the table, because I think you should. If Patrick Mahomes is healthy all year, mm-hmm. you should not be a team that is looking on the outside of a playoff position.
Well, Kling, we appreciate it. Get some rest. I'm sure you thawed out at this point since you were the only guy down there on the field. Everybody else in a booth with warmth. So we'll talk to you next Monday and see where this team is at in a week from now.
All right. Sounds good, guys.
Appreciate that. We'll get to your phone calls on the other side. 913-586-7965. I see you, David. I see you, Brendan. We'll get to you guys on the other side talking all things Chiefs and what your reaction is on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
This is Fesco and Dusty. Tune in to hear from ESPN's Nate Taylor every Thursday at 8:20, right here on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
From our mouths to yours, that's what we want to do. It's a day to let your grievances be heard. We don't have a poll in here yet, but we can get there.
We can get it. Yeah,
hey, we're getting there. Reference,
I know. It's very good.
Most popular episode ever, probably, but whatever.
That's interesting to think about that. That one or the...
The soup Nazis in there.
That's a good one, but I was going to go with the episode where the contest it's called... And who can go the longest without taking care of themselves, you know? And so that's one of my favorite ones of all time. Because, George's mom catches him, with a Vogue magazine. And then, so they have a, contest who can go the longest. I don't know if that episode gets made in 2025, but that's always one of my favorites. And then my all-time favorite is the Briss one with the Moyle. And he is one of the greatest characters of all time. He was only on Seinfeld once. And interesting enough, Inspector will vouch for this, the guy who played the Moyle on Seinfeld, and I can't think of his name, died. And this guy died, and he was eaten by a buzzard because he was like out hiking or something like that and fell. And then the buzzards attacked him after he was dead and ate him to death. Like, could you imagine going that way, falling as you're out hiking and then getting eaten by a buzzard?
Season 5, episode 9, it was Charles Levin.
Charles Levin. Yeah, Levin. That's exactly right. Yeah.
All right, from Charles Levin to David. You're on the phone line. Go ahead, David. Give your Chiefs grievance.
Yeah, last night sucked. Season's not going as expected, but I don't really actually have a grievance. I want to say more. This team has gone to 4 of the last 5 Super Bowls. A lot of us supported the team for a long time and saying a lot of teams not win any playoff games, not make the playoffs back in the 90s, 2000s. I think people need to settle down and support this team. We can still win 4 games. If we make the playoffs, I'll have more confidence in this team than a lot of the teams that would make the playoffs and lose the first game of the playoffs back in the day.
You're still in.
He's in. David's in. He says they can still win the next 4. Brendan, we go to you. You're on the phone lines on 96.5 The Fan. Good morning.
Hey, guys. I appreciate this group therapy format you're doing for
us. That's why we're here, man.
So I want to piggyback on Jason Klunger, what he was talking about with Esapole and Mill Williams. I love that they came in and played really well, but it's also terrifying because it almost seems like, and Bob, you're going to hate me, it almost seems like the Chiefs can't evaluate talent anymore. I don't know why Noel Williams was played behind Connor.
We've asked that all year. Yep, we're with you, man, on that one.
And it's great that Esapole came in and played so well, but why was Wanya Morris in front of him at all? And it feels like the Jalen Moore and Eliza Mitchell signings were just wastes. And it feels like they could have picked up something before the trade deadline without signing those. And we had the people already to play those positions. I don't know. It's just so many deep-rooted issues. It's not even just the drop balls anymore. It's bad.
Yeah, and you're right about that. The Esapole one is
great phone call.
Really good phone call. But I mean, like the talent's there, the players are there. Why isn't Andy utilizing those guys? Right? Like,
yeah, we've seen Wanya be ass for 2 years.
We saw the quarterback literally break down. And then I watched a gentleman wearing the number 79 step into a game last night, who was never on an active roster before, didn't expect to play, second play of the game against the best defensive line maybe we've ever seen, and holds Danielle Hunter to a career worst day. That was the worst day that Danielle Hunter has had as a pass rusher in his career in the NFL. The only time he got to the quarterback was after 4.2 seconds, and then finally Esapole was no longer able to go out there and block. And if this guy's been on the roster like he has been around for a while, and Noel Williams has been around for a while, the players are here. That's on the coaching then to make those decisions. Andy Heck is an offensive line coach. I'm over him. Okay, what the heck? It's time to go. How you miss on that one is mind-boggling to me. That's not Brett Veach. That's the coaching staff on that one. You have Noel Williams around. He was awesome yesterday coming in for Trent McDuffie. I'd be trading Trent McDuffie in a heartbeat right now. Well, you may not at this point. You may not, honestly, but you have to explore those options out there. And somebody will still get Trent McDuffie's still a Pro Bowl
He's defensive a back. Pick, yeah.
But he's a guy that right now is more valuable to you being traded than paying to come back to Kansas City, because that's what you have to do this offseason. You either pay him or trade him. And I'm 99.9% on the trade Trent McDuffie camp absolutely right now. But that phone call was brilliant because the players have been here. The coaches are not seeing those players. Where would we have been if Esapole was playing the entire way?
Be interesting. We'll go to JD the DJ. Go ahead. You're on the phone.
Yeah, the question that begs to be asked is, do you think Jerry Reed would do any work?
You're back, my man. Way to self-deprecate, my man. Love it.
Let's go.
But what I wonder is, do you think if they would just, they got that game plan, do you think if they would just kind of forget a little of that and just go out there and play and see what the conditions are at the time, do you think that would help?
What do you mean? Just like don't tell people they're playing and just put them out there and they didn't have time to think about
it? Yeah, because when they're out there, they see, and if there's a guy that could maybe could do a touchdown, if he could get a hold of the ball and make the touchdown, but that game plan may be fouling them up. Maybe they ought to just go out there where they really see what the conditions are at the time.
No doubt about it. JD the DJ, man, that just made my day.
That was great. I love it.
Jerry Reed. We go to Mario. Go ahead, buddy. Mario?
Luigi.
And gone. We go to Adam. Adam, go ahead.
Hi, how you guys doing today?
Doing fantastic. How are you?
Could be better. But I'll piggyback on the guy a couple of calls ago saying, it's like, I don't understand about how these players will show flashes, right? And then they'll just keep them on the bench for 75% of the time. Like Noel Williams, even Breshard Smith, who gives out like almost 8 yards per play, it seems like, and they just kind of refuse to run on the ball or just throw the ball to him.
He was decent last night in the limited opportunities. That's another good one, Adam. Yeah.
Yeah. And I will say I am sorry for McDuffie and Rice's decline of play. I bought their jerseys, and I fully take responsibility.
Yeah, it's 100% your fault, man. Do better. Like it, come on, Adam.
And I will say one more thing. At least I'm not a Bengals fan. Well, it's not the air.
There's all the shade of Cincy, man. Like, till the end of time, you and Gold can have that party together. Oh, it's
that
great.
Is funny, but I mean, he's not wrong about that kind of stuff. Like, I mean, if you could get options for Rice this offseason, you're thinking about it. You've got to explore everything. Jerry Rice or whatever this guy's name is, Esapole Rice. I mean, what?
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's his name, like, catch the ball, bro. Seriously, catch the ball. I don't have time for drops.
He caught the ball at the very end of the game. That was cool. Him and Noah Gray, how ironic was that?
Yeah.
The two guys with notorious drops in the game, and then the last two plays of the game when it didn't matter. Here's a couple catches for
you. Noah Gray with those two drops yesterday, too. Brutal, man.
Good on that.
Get bent.
Coming back on the other side, we will continue to have a therapy session on Fesco Dusty with Mac Morey as well on 96.5 The Fan. Plus, coming up a little bit later, Burt Kreischer. That's right. He's going to join the show as well here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Trent McDuffie, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.